We're on in Hilchas Tefillah. We're up to Siman Kuf Zayin. We'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. Im hu mesupak im hispalel. If someone has a suffik, if he davened, he can't remember if he davened. Chozer u mispalel. The halach is he has to daven over again. Now, this is obviously not in line with the general rule of first of all suffik drabanan lahakel. That when we have a suffik in a mitzvah drabanan, it's the kula. The mitzvah of Shmona Esrei, according to everyone, is a drabanan. Second of all, suffik brachis lahakel. How is it that they tell you to daven over again? The answer is that we have a klal of halavayish, halavayish, yispalo adam kalayom. Tefillah is something that one could really be misnadev. Someone could daven a tefillas nadava. Therefore, you have an option here. In a case of suffik, daven a tefillas nadava. Now, generally speaking, the halacha in tefillas nadava is that you have to be mechadesh something. We'll see the details of this a little later. But you have to be mechadesh something when you have a tefillas nadava. Over here, you don't have to add something to your tefillah. The fact that you're getting yourself out of suffik, that suffices. That is enough of a chiddush. So the Mechaber says, "Im musupik im ispal chozer im ispal vein tzarech lechadesh shum dover," and he does not have to be mechadesh anything. Now the question comes up: what happens if someone has a suffik if he daven mariv or not? Do we say this also? Do we also tell him that he's got to daven over again and have kavana that on the tzad that he davened already that this should be a tefillas nedava? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis. The Derech Chaim says that you don't have to, because really tefillas arvas reshus. Initially, mariv was left up to the individual. However, Klal Yisrael was makabel on itself to daven mariv. The Derech Chaim claims that Klal Yisrael was only makabel on itself b'toris vaday, meaning when you know you have not daven mariv yet, then it was makabel on itself to daven mariv. But in a situation where you may already have davened, Klal Yisrael was never makabel on itself to daven. Whereas the Prima Gadim says that the right thing to do is in Mariv as well. The Mishnah Berurah says the right thing to do is to be Choshish for both Shitas, which means if someone has a Suffolk, if he daven Mariv, he should daven Mariv again. But since the Halacha may be like the Derech HaChaim, what he should do is be Mechadish Spodover. He should be Mechadish something, we'll see the details in Siv Beis, so that that if it's a tefillas nedava, according to the Derech Chaim, it's not a tefillas nedava that's a tikkun of a suffik, because the tikkun may not have been mechayev it. So for that, you should be mechadish something. Now, when you're davening the second time you suffik, you're doing that as a really al tnai. That means on the tzad that you're chayev to daven because you didn't daven yet, you want this to be a tefillas chova. On the tzad that you davened already, you want it to be a tefillas nedava. Later, at the end of this siman, we're going to learn that in order to daven a tefillas nedava, you've got to be sure that you're going to have kavana from beginning to end. When it comes to a tefillas chover, we try our best. When it comes to a tefillas nedava, don't go volunteering something that isn't a necessity unless you're really up to it. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, brings a Magen Avraham who taines that bizman hazeh, we should not be davening tefillas nedavas, and we really don't. And therefore, this halacha would no longer be true. If you have a suffik, if you davened or not, then you should not daven, because on the side you did, it's only working because of tefillas nedava. And bizman hazeh, you shouldn't be davening at tefillas nedava. The Bir Halacha comes out strongly against this Magen Avraham, and he says that we find in Rishonim that say that the Chazal made a chiyuv to daven over again misuffik. This is not voluntary. Even though we're calling it a tefillas nedava, Chazal here were mechayev us to daven al tanai. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, that even bizman hazeh, of course, you should be careful and always have kavana, but even bizman hazeh, we would daven over again in the case of suffik and have kavana of the tanai. In terms of whether or not it actually is a chiyuv, the Bir Halacha brings that it's a machlokas rishonim. But lamaisa, we paskin that we really should do this. Further, says the Mechaber now, avol imbori lo shehispalel, someone that knows that he's davened already, ein chozer mispalel belo chidush. A person davened, and now he'd like to daven again. The halacha is that this time he couldn't daven again, unlike the case where he's mistapek, where he can daven again. Here he couldn't, unless he's mechadish something. Chazal said you're allowed to daven a tefillas nedava a tefillah that was not mandatory, a tefillah that was not one of the ones that they were metakin, with the condition that you're mechadish something. Val yidei achidish chozer or mispawel benedava kol aponim sheyirtzeh. With when you're being machadish something, you're allowed to daven as many times as you want to. Chutz mitfilas musif shein espalam also benedava. You cannot daven musif benedava. The reason being that you cannot bring a korban musif benedava. Ubishabbos v'yontif einam espalat tfilas nedava klal. And on Shabbos and Yontif, you cannot daven any tfilas nedava. The reason being that we are not makriv nedarim and nedarim novus on Shabbos. Now, the pshat in being mechadish badover is a bit different than the way we may have understood it. It is not that Chazal said you only have the right to daven over again if you have some chiddush to add to your davening. What they said is as follows. Really, the tefillahs were metukin for the korbanis tamid. The same way that you can't bring a korban musaf bin adava, you can't bring a korban tamid bin adava. There's a tamid of chova once in the morning, once in the afternoon. You can't go and bring a korban tamid during the day, bin adava. It's just that a regular shmona esrei doesn't have to be a korban tamid. It could be a tefillahs nedava taking the place of a korban nedava. However, Chazal only allowed us to do that when it is nikr that it is a tefillahs nedava. How is it nikr that it's a tefillahs nedava? By virtue of the fact that you have made an addition to your Shmona Esrei. Since you've added something to Shmona Esrei, that shows us that this is a tefillahs nedava and not a tefillahs chova, and therefore it would be like bringing a korban bin nedava and not bringing not bringing another korban tamid a bin nedava. Lamaisa, once someone is machadish, does he have to have kavana mefureshes that this is an adava? Mr. Brewer brings different etzes he brings different opinions and whether or not you actually have to have kavana beferish l'shem adava. L'chatchila one should, but b'di'evet, if he didn't, we still will count it bin adava. Now, what do you do in a case of someone who was a Safik if he daven Musaf? So he couldn't daven over again since there's no option in the Dava. The same thing goes for Shabbos and Yontif. If someone isn't sure if he davened, one of the Tfilas of Shabbos, he couldn't go and daven over again and make a Tanai that if he did already, it should be a Nedava because there are no Nedarim and Nedavas on Shabbos. Says the Machaber now. V'mhischil lihispalel. What happens if a person began davening, al dash shelo hispalel, thinking that he did not daven? V'nisgar shekvar hispalel, and then he remembers that he davened. Say you have a case of someone that davened mincha already, he davened mincha early, and now he finds himself in a place where they're davening mincha later. He davened mincha gedola, and now he's in a shul where they're davening mincha ktana, and he forgot that he davened. In the middle of Shmona Esrei, he remembers he davened already. So the halach is posek afilo be'emtza bracha. He is to stop his second Shmona Esrei in the middle of a bracha. Afilo yochal lechadish badover. Even if he has an opportunity of being mechadish something in it. In other words, he cannot go and turn a tfilas chova into a tfilas nadava. So in the case of a person who in the middle of Shmona Esrei realizes, I have already davened, he should stop his Shmona Esrei immediately. Because if he'll then go and say, from now on, I want this tefillah to be a tefillah nedava, it's not going to work. You can't have a tefillah where half of it is chova and half of it is nedava. Now, what happens in the case of somebody that was mistapek if he davened already or not? So he then went and davened a second time, betoras tnai. He made a tnai that if he wasn't yotz already, he wants to be yotz and now bechova. And if he was, he wants it to be benedava. So here he has no problem. Here he's allowed to continue davening, because this is not a Shmona Esrei where half was chova and half is nedava. The Tanai said that to begin with it was benedava. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah Meikar Adin holds that here he wouldn't have to be mechadish something in Shmona Esrei. Since at the time he started, it was in order to take care of the Suffolk, there would be no need of being mechadish anything once he remembers that he already davened. In the Bir Halacha already, he says, he brings down that there are machmirim that say that you do need a chiddush, The reason being that the chiddush you had initially, which is that it's taking care of your suffik, well, you were poshit your suffik. You don't have a suffik anymore. You realize that you already davened. Siv beis chiddush zesha amarnu. This chiddush that we've been talking about, that you have to add in your davening, in a case where you davened already for sure. Hu sheyachadish davar b'chol bracha me'emtzois me'ena bracha. That is that you have to be mechadish something in any of the brachas of the middle ones. Meaning not the first three, not the last three. There you're not supposed to be adding things of your own. But in the middle brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, there, in any of the brachas, he says kol, he doesn't mean all, he means any. In any of them, you can add me'ein ha-bracha. It should be me'ein ha-bracha. It should have to do with the bracha itself. It should be something that is related to the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that this is true even of Shomea Tefillah. It says any of the Emtzoyis. But if you normally add something to Shomea Tefillah, if what you're adding now is the same as what you add in every Tefillah anyway, that's not called a Chiddush. V'im Chiddush HaFillah B'Bracha Achaz Dayo. And a Chiddush in one bracha is enough. Kedei Lohudia Shinedava V'lo Chova. This is your way of showing that this is not a tefillas chovah, this is a tefillas nedava, so it's not like you're trying to bring a carbon tomid v'nedava. Haga, says the Rama now, v'yesh omrim de lo mikri chiddush ele im nischadish etzlo davar shlo hiyatzorech elav kodem. Some say that chiddush must be that a new situation arose that requires you to daven for something. But if you're davening for something, some situation that was there at the time you davened your first Shemoneh Esrei, then that is not considered a chiddush. So that according to this shita, you should not be davening a real tefillas nedava unless something happened since your last Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore you feel the need to daven Shemoneh Esrei over again and add to your Shemoneh Esrei a reference to the new situation.